Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and good afternoon. It's Shelly Nunchuck from the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. I'm up here in Maine, and as you all know, I'm a Boston girl born through and through, and I'm trying to make it my own way, my own success in this world. And as you know, on my radio show, I am getting really great guests, and we have so much fun. But I got to admit, you know, as I'm trying to set up the show, you know, I've mentioned before about my little kitty cat, because she once was a stray. She acts like a ninja running around while I'm trying to get the show ready. You guys don't even know the half of it and what she's doing right now. And I'm trying to get her like, please be good, kitty, please be good. But anyway, wherever anyone may be, I know since my show goes out and anywhere around the world, whether it's noontime, morning, evening, wherever you are, welcome, welcome, welcome. And before I do get my guests on my show today, I wanted to bring up about a couple of foundations. The first one, let me see, I got to make sure that my computer is on mute here because as I'm multitasking, I run the show by myself, I do everything by myself. So as I'm talking to you guys live on the air, I'm trying to open up a couple of things here. And there's a couple of things that I'd like to mention on my show. And it's actually, you know, it's to help raise money for a couple of foundations here. There is one, the first one, it's Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children and the philanthropy efforts hosted by the Delta Companies in support of the hospital. So I'm trying to, my new ninja friend, Nicole Johnson, I'm posting from her wall, so I'm trying to bring it up here. And if I can read, maybe I can actually go to the link and read off what it says off of YouTube. And it says, why donate? And this is underneath the Delta Companies. And what I'm going to do is actually read it. It says, last year, the Delta Companies donated over $100,000 to Texas Scottish Rite Hospital for Children with help from many throughout the community. And I'm bringing, letting it go, but it's showing here on the YouTube, people talking about it, and I can't really play it here unless, you know, in the future I get a promo from the radio station. I'm just reading it here and looking through it. I'm actually going to go back to Nicole Johnson's page and see if there's some more that I can actually read about it, because it is a great, great foundation here, and I want to bring this up. And I think I actually have something on Nicole Johnson's page. And it says here, needing everyone's help for raising money for the children of the Texas Rite. And I guess this was, I'm trying to figure out, it says here. Okay, I see it now. We are having a silent auction next Thursday, the 14th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the BJ's in Addison, and reaching out to all friends to see what they can stir up for silent auction items. Do you have anything? Own a company that would like to get our name out and help a great cause at the same time. Ask your bosses, friends, family members. It's a great cause because last year we gave over $100,000 to the Scottish Rite, trying to raise even more. And you can go to Nicole Johnson, and she says, comment or message me. The event is coming soon. You can also attend the event next Thursday, too. And her boyfriend is actually Ron Lester, which he actually called into my show. He was Billy Bob from Varsity Blues, and, I mean, he's done much more there. And they will be there at the event. So you can actually check that out or go to Nicole Johnson's Facebook page, and you can ask her more about that. Now I'm going to go to my next one here. Give me one moment. I'm bringing it up. Like I said, I have to multitask, so I'm doing everything myself, and I'm, like, talking to you guys live on the air, and I wanted to bring up this other one that really touched my heart, because, you know, when I see something that touches my heart, I just talk about the things that I hold very dear to me. There's a little girl. Her name is Hannah the Warrior Princess. And there's actually a foundation. It says the Warriors Princess Fund. And you can actually go there, and she's trying to raise money, and I'm going to her page, Hannah the Warrior Princess. And I want to check this out some more. And she actually wrote on, this is her page, it's Hannah, H-A-N-N-A-H, the Warrior Princess. And this is from Hannah herself. It says, good luck to Sam, the man in England, who will spot 110 people to raise money for my Warrior Princess Fund. The event has just kicked off with all my Facebook friends. Give this post a likey luck for Sam, because he rocks. Aw, very, very adorable. Did I click like yet? And she's got a little pug. And I'm going actually to, I posted on my wall here, the fund. Let's see if I can find this on Facebook. I know I have it. I know sometimes I'm a little bit of a tech tard, but I want to find it. Let's see. Go to the Hannah Warrior Princess Fund. And there's a page, and this is to help with her dream come true. So you can actually go there and donate it and go there. And it says more. It says Sam Davies will be undertaking 110 rounds of sparring in aid of Hannah the Warrior Princess Fund. There's no easy task, and you can book a round of sparring with Sam during the event I guess that's in England, you know,
and says here, there will be several auctions running alongside the event and include the 110th round of sparring. The highest bidder gets this round. A signed photo of Brad Pitt will be auctioned. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're into Brad Pitt, there you go. So if you go to Hand of the Warriors Princess Fund, there's a signed photo of Brad Pitt will be auctioned. You can also bid to win session of private tuition with Bill Superfoot Wallace the next time he visits the UK. There will be other fundraising ideas going on throughout the day, so come along and have fun and raise money. And it actually goes to, for those who are unable to attend, please spread the word or go to Hannah's Fund Me page. It's http://www.gofundme.com/warrior-princess-fund. So you can actually go there and donate to Hand of the Warrior Princess. And it actually does go to the link there, and it shows her kicking. It's adorable. She's got a martial arts uniform. And it says a little about Hannah. Hannah is an amazing 12-year-old who has a condition. I'm bringing it up here more. It's saying Hannah is an amazing 12-year-old who has a condition called Apert syndrome, a rare genetic condition which causes fusion of the bones in her head, hands, feet, elbows, shoulders, and in Hannah's case, her spine. Hannah was ventilated at birth and given only days to live, but she fought through and at the age of 2 had a life-saving operation on her spine. At the age of 4, Hannah received another life-saving operation on her airway, and over the years, she had had numerous operations and procedures. Despite all the above challenges and been told she would never walk, Hannah lived a very full life and has even gained a black belt in martial arts from living martial arts living Bill Superfoot Wallace. Oh, that's just awesome. Hannah, that's awesome. Oh, my gosh, Hannah. Oh, my gosh. God bless you, Hannah. Hannah has recently received news that she will be inducted into the U.S. Martial Arts Hall of Fame 2014 in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hannah has always dreamed of visiting the U.S., and with your help, we would love to travel to the U.S. next April to accept her award in person. I'm posting this. I put it on my Facebook page. I click like. I hope it's going to go on. I mean, I know I'm a little bit of a tech tot here, but I hope clicking like it's going to go to my Facebook page, and I'm tweeting it too. That's right. People, I'm tweeting for Hannah. She's a warrior princess. What do you want? I'm a ninja. She's a warrior princess. I got to do what I got to do. So I got to put that up there. So there's two of the foundations there that I wanted to speak about today. So you can even, you know, when this is archived, you forget what I'm saying, you can always go back. So check both of those foundations out and, you know, give from your heart, give what you can. Even a dollar here and there, you know, that's something too. I know we all don't have it, but if you're able to give it, do definitely donate. Another foundation, which is very dear to my heart again. I mean, when isn't everything dear to my heart? I know I sound like I'm repeating myself, but, you know, when I see certain things, you know, and I really think about it, I just try to promote it from the bottom of my heart because it is things that do touch me. There's one that is a personal one to me. It's called the Sarah Joyce Foundation, and it's actually one of my nephews, Eric, he actually lost his young wife, Sarah, at the age of 32 to breast cancer. The thing is, Sarah did not want to undergo treatment for it because she was pregnant at the time, and she didn't want to hurt her unborn son. And it's something, you know, you sit there and you ask, why? The thing is, out of, like, tragedies, there's beautiful things that do come out of it. And what had come out of it was this foundation that's slowly growing. It's the Sarah Joy Foundation, which I became part of, and I really am taking this to dear heart because I never met Sarah, but I believe, you know, it's someone that I really could call my niece, and I wish I had met her. But, you know, just getting the feedback for how many people have loved Sarah, it's just all these connections that we have because it's just weird how the universe works because Eric and his brother Cardiac did the song called The Fighter. It's so weird before I even knew that these guys are like, you know, they'd be my nephews. I actually liked the song, and I was playing it and playing it. It's their song, and knowing that this, you know, it was Eric and his wife Sarah passed away, what I'm doing is taking that song, and I'm actually going to take that song, The Fighter, in a film that I'm going to be making, and I'm just trying to see how I can get the money for it. The my film called The Dishwasher, and it's kind of comedy action and stuff, and when I get the chance to be able to make it, I'm actually going to put that in my film and actually dedicate it to Sarah. And it's just something that I know that's not, I don't even know if that's how much of an honorable thing. I mean, I try to do things in my own way, and sometimes it's just hard for me to, like, get the right words out. You know, certain things, I try to write the best I can. My radio show, it gives me opportunity to say the things I want to say. Sometimes on the internet and with technology, I am a tech tired because I've shut down electronic equipment with my energy. Don't ask me why, but it just seems like with electronic equipment, my energy seems to shut down. And I don't know if I get sometimes nervous with this, you know, technology and stuff. But I'm hoping to get, ladies and gentlemen, a couple of new songs for my queue. And I'm waiting to get them and such. So what I'm doing is actually, I'd like to play The Fighter, and that's the song that I'm talking about. So I'm going to be getting new songs for the queue. I don't have the ones that I want as of right now, but I'm going to actually play the song The Fighter. So let me queue this up, and this is the song that is actually going to be in my film when I'm able to film it someday. So it is. This is a song by Sacrifice and Cardiac. It's The Fighter, and there's a couple of other songs, like I said, I will be getting in the future to add to the queue. So this is the song, The Fighter. Everyone enjoy it. I'll be back.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands tight, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I'm just bracing, I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove. I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
I ain't gonna stop, no. Push, bleed, sweat, knock 'em out. without you, there is no me, baby. I tell you that every day. You made me into the man that I am today, and I am so thankful for that. Because of you, I have faith and hope for a better life. I can't give you the world, but whatever I can give you, mama, is yours. I owe you so much, and I love you, baby. Thank you for being you. Listen to this.
Without you, there's no me. There's no me, there's no I. The proof is in the pudding. Speak the truth, there's no lie. Baby, you the truest, you the cutest, no why. Cause even when you angry, we a family so fly. Girl, I see that love and glare every time we hug and stare. Hold each other's hands so much, your hands are like the gloves you wear. Baby, you my honey bear, money, you the sun, I swear. You my lady, know you love it when I touch you there. Baby, you my shining night, finer than a diamond's life. Shining like the brightest light. Girl, you are the finest wife. I'm like a pilot's flight, you like the finest heights. I'm just delighted like my baby girl, my priceless wife. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart to beat.
Sarah, we've been together a long time, and there's not a minute of it I would trade for anything else. You make me feel like I can achieve anything as long as you are there with me. Not to mention the kids. Oh man, the kids are so lucky to have you. You truly are God's gift to me. From the moment we first touched, I knew we would be together forever. No matter what, you're my rock, baby.
Without you, there's no me. Without me, there's no us. And for me, that's the problem. You my sight with no touch. You my life, you my wife, you so clutch. You my might, I love you so much. Love that I can make you laugh. Love to see you shake that ass. Journey's just starting, so baby, let's just make it last. My inspiration, my patience when I'm fading back. Whisper in your ear, you my goddess while we take a bath. You a trip, scared to buy a couch on Craigslist. Nothing's more fun than catching Dexter on Netflix. Every time I sex lift, yes, you the bestest. Let me slow down because baby, leave me breathless. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart that beats.
I can't believe it's been 10 years together, and this is the first song I've ever made for you. I should have my head examined. You are so important to me that I could be with you another 1,000 years and never truly express how much you got me. You're ace of spades, and the thing about it is that everyone that knows you knows it. You are something special. I love you so much, and that will never change.
Without you, there's no me. Without me, there's no you. And I mean you my dream girl, my queen, my own boo. You my own heaven, my beauty, my tune. My sun and the stars, my view, my own moon. I know you're reaching zones simply when I speak in tones. Feel the love with every step while I'm reaching home. What's a perfect day with you in seeking tone? What's a perfect night? You and me alone. You are my everything, that's what I think of you. Now let me see your body, kiss every inch of you. Words could not express my love, baby, you the perfect song. I got a perfect wife, my kid's a perfect mom. Real talk, we gon' live forever. Get old, get gray, and raise these kids together. You my warmth, you my fire, you my scarf, my heat. I'm not the same, you my heart that beats.
Happy Valentine's Day, baby. I love you. I love you.
By dance, kinda hard to miss the tenant. But all I see is everything. We just much pain in this game, swallow too many tears. Kept my eyes focused, never lost track, never tossed crack. Kept the gully, never talked trash. Always kept it hoods, never crossed backs. Completed small tasks through all that with only minor drawbacks. Now it's my time to shine, cause I'm ready. Flows focused, aimed and steady. Waiting for the levee to break, a heavy mistake. To let my mind flow through the gate. I unload on my foes, call me Citrus the Great. Bruce Place, now I'm fixed to escape. Jack Sparrow when the barrel starts sniffing my face. Never ever hesitate when you ask for the real. Is this that C dot, the P dot that's doing it real big?
When they mention the best, I kill songs, I'm ill, I'm built strong. I'm above most these rappers, I'm standing with stilts on. They see me still here and they ask if he's still on. Without a question, he's a legend, the skills are still strong. Need the boot to make it better, I can better the boot. I better other soldiers in the field like medical troops. I better the youth, the proof, I could never be you. I see my future real clear like I'm ahead of the truth. I'm so dope, they get addicted to me. So I don't write rhymes, I have to go prescription or free. I keep it hot, every drop, by any means necessary. You might be good, but consider me legendary.
Go, say what you want, corporate we saw. You're witnessing a legend in the making. Go, say what you want, corporate we saw. You're witnessing a legend in the making.
Stand up, to be your city.
Set a fire to the aching.
Drake, double parking rush hour. Middle finger up, heavy rapper in the city. Cause y'all hate me just like New York City. I'm not trying to be anyone and no man. Follow no path, I take no lead. I'm just like you, me mugging on the tee. Walking up them stairs that smell like tea. Aggravated, frustrated, Charlie Bass and Jesse. Line around the block for them Dunkin' Donuts. Walking into traffic like an organ donor. Every street's a one-way. There's no luck in the city. Everybody rocks clover. 30 degrees and I'm wearing shorts. It's 525, fucked up the weather report.
Bosses, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city, flip. Bosses, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city. Bosses, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city, flip. Bosses, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city.
You seen them little stairs in front of that parking spot. Ain't cause the owners like to sit there a lot. You seen the snowman?
I ain't helping snowman.
You was tired of something. My war burn, making millions for talking. Just call me Matt Damon, cause I'm Goodwill Hunting. These turnies out Newberry, paid for my February. They love my clientele, you see Fight Club. You see me out with Ernie Barr, better bring your black card. 9 May, hate everything about this. As long as the proof standing, I'm about this. So Boston,
we start a revolution.
The hardest rap alive, how do you got a solution?
Shabazz, your city, flip Boston, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city, Boston, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city, flip Boston, stand up, stand up. Shabazz, your city.
Hello, this is Shelly Ninchuk on the Shelly Ninchuk Show. I do apologize. It seems like my guest is kind of MIA. I'm not really too sure why. I know there's always a perfect explanation. I still have an hour and a half. So anybody that wants to call in, feel free, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. Cardiac, you're going to get a spanking. That's all I got to say. But I'm playing a few songs, and it's like, you know, I understand things happen, so you got to roll with it. When life is too much, roll with it, baby. So I just, I've been playing a couple of songs, and I might be talking about a couple other things, too. I want to play a song. A song that I hold very dear to me, because it is part of this of my show. It's actually one of my theme songs from a show that I actually open up. It's called Battle Song. This song is actually going to be part of the film that I'm in Falkir up here. And I'd like to play it once again because you'll get the feeling for it. Like with any music, it helps to set the mood. So I'm actually going to post MIA for Cardiac on my Facebook page. I know people would be freaking out in the business and stuff, but, you know, things happen. It's totally understandable. So I'll sit and play some music. Maybe people will call in. It's still going to be a good show because you've got to go on with the show. It's live on the air. What am I going to do, poop my pants? Well, if I poop my pants, you know something? No one will tell. It's radio. That's why it's awesome. It's much more laid back, much more fun. So here I am going to play Battle Song once again.
And
back live on the air. I just had to play Battle Song again. And I know, you know, things in life happen. And I could be sitting here crapping my pants because my guest is missing in action. But you know something, I know it's like anything in entertainment and stuff, and it's like, you know, it's kind of could be stressful. You know, you could be really stressed as a guest. I mean, you know, with things, I do understand that. And me as a I can't even think of what I am of the show, you know, the host of the show. I could be like, you know, having a meltdown and stuff, and it's, you know, live on the air, and it's kind of, I'm kind of actually mellow. I'm sitting here, my little furball co-host, Jackie Jean Kitty, finally calmed down. I'm very thankful for that. She's not chewing on any of the equipment. You people don't even know about cats, okay? You really don't even know. They're like, they're kind of crazy. They're absolutely crazy. I don't know why. They love to rub up against electronic equipment. And once again, I do apologize to my listeners. I know you people were probably expecting Kodiak to come on the show. I'm sorry. I'm not so sure why he's missing in action. People do, you know, things do happen in life, and I will try to get him to be a guest on my show in the future. I mean, I still have now about, let me see what time it is right now. It's now like 1:15. You know, maybe it'll be some miracle or something that he'll call in. Maybe he just forgot time. I mean, like I said, things happen. You know, you can't be disappointed. You got to go on with the show. And I know people are like, oh, my God, your guest isn't going to be on the show. You know, things happened, and I was promoting them all this morning, and I'm like, it has happened to me before. Things happen, and, you know, I understand. You know, I totally get that. I totally get it. Because like me, in my life, I know I've messed up in my life. I'm not perfect. And you just learn from things. So, you know, it's still another hour and 15 minutes. Maybe we'll call in. So, Cardi, listen, Auntie Shelley's going to give you a spanking if you don't call in. I'm going to come down someday in Boston. I don't know how I'm going to get back there, but I'm going to give you a spanking, Cardiac. That's it. That's how it's going to go. But anyway, well, I guess I can talk about a few other things then. So, yesterday, I can't even explain how excited I was about yesterday. I got to put on, like, armor. I mean, we don't have our specific, you know, our own personal armor for Falcare yet. We are working on it. But we're working on a teaser trailer for Falcare. And it's kind of like, wow, when I was putting on the armor yesterday to do the teaser trailer, you know, I just was like, wow. I mean, I was just so like numb, but not in a bad way, going, wow, and taking pictures with the armor on, and I'm going, well, this is really happening. It's starting to come together because we've been filming, you know, every Saturday. It's not like, I mean, you know how the big budget sets, they film every single day for like 3 or 6 months straight. When you're in indie films, things come out of your own pocket. So you mostly have to either run your own business or work a full-time job. And it's something that you only have limited time sometimes to film. So the amount of times that we're filming on Saturday, it's going to be like, seem like 3 months or 6 months straight. So it's really, that's what happens in the indie world. Sometimes you get a habit, you know, coming out of your own pocket, and we try to support each other the best we can with Falcare, and Director Z is doing a really good job. And I heard the music for the teaser trailer, and I was just like, oh, it's awesome. I love it. I can't, you know, it will be released, so I can't, you know, I can't really say too much about it. I don't have the music, but believe me, once the trailer gets going, the teaser trailer, I'll be posting on my Facebook page. So I was just trying to see, you know, other songs that were in my queue, because I was trying to play, you know, Kodiak and Sacrifices music on my show. Let me see. What other songs are so positive? All right. You know, even though my guest isn't here, I'm going to play another one of his songs, so I'm just going to do that. So there's a couple of the songs I think I'll play from Kodiak anyway, just for the heck of it, because the show was supposed to be for him today, so I'm going to actually, you know, play a song by Kodiak. And once again, I do apologize to my guest. Kodiak's missing in action. I'm not too sure why he's not calling in. I posted, you know, on his pages and stuff. So I'm hoping and praying that everything's okay back there in Boston, because, you know, things happen in life, and it's not like Kodiak not to get a hold of me, because anytime I talk to him on Facebook, he gets back to me right away and stuff. So I think he's just incapacitated, and I just hope everything's okay back there in Boston. So anyway, you know what? I'm still going to represent Homeboy. So I'm going to play another one of the songs. I've been playing his songs, playing some more inspirational songs. Kodiak, you know what? I'm going to play another one of your songs. How are you about that? Okay, I'll be back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's open Monday. You know where big city started.
Yeah, hey, yo.
Let's hit the club.
Yo, mom.
And that is free to love. Oh,
we got it here.
No worries, man.
Be down.
You know them drinks the
blood. Yeah.
Man, my
sure
car is time. Play your cards right, you might not feel lucky.
Got flow for them dollars, mama, I'm that kid. My first record of Vince Tech, go flip your lid. K-A-R-D-I-A-K on the avenue when I slide by. I'm that high, shorty swooning, that's that guy. Oh yeah, mama, you know, I'm your poppy chulo. Boy, make dough like any pizzeria, you know. Four guest clappers like a Costa Rican anthem. So handsome, plus you know that I'm nice. I got a real smooth game, plus the voice is a bite. Need to stop the wrong shorty, you ain't doing it right. I'ma glide like two wheels on a mountain of ice. Make moves like eight flies on a pile of that rice. Couldn't be hot if you was born with a mic. Touched by fever, cornball bounce like a FIFA. This is deep down shit, make your haters believe us.
It's Cobra Mind. You know where Big City starts. Just hit the club.
Deal.
And that is free to love, bone. No worries, man. You know them drinks to be on.
Deal. Deal.
My cars are tied. Play your cards right, you might be
lucky.
Get to the bass, bump. Mind rock solid. Vegetarian pockets. All salad. Big City, I'm shining. Ain't no lights from the sirens. Sister Fisher, mama, you know we wildin'. Pop the bottle, thirsty Thursday. One more drink, bout to call in a sick day. Seen you at the bar, caught eyes by the ashtray. Asked me for a light, seen the frame and said, okay. Seen a boy more swagger than the social wars. White tee them, back tee them, yeah, now they back for more. Back to the crib, step out, now I'm three pieces. Shorty wanna sit on my lap, my no creep. I'm a G when I'm drunk, plus a G of the skunk. You can think what you want, mind my sex, Jesus. Have you back on the third day, so cold diva. Having problems with dope, mind, I take Visa.
It's Cobra Mind.
Come on,
you know where
come on.
City started. Just hit the club.
Deal.
And that is free to love, don't
this it right here.
No worries, man. You know them drinks to be open. My cars are tied.
Yeah, yo.
Your cars right, you might get lucky.
Searching for a star, entourage in the fast lane. Garage in the cascade, smoke bomb in the ashtray. Bigger cheddar. Ain't no diamonds on the wrist, still a baller to the death. This is how a nigga lives. Penthouse skyscraper, laughing in Hancock. Got a couple grand, called the office in Bangkok. Since you came through, gotta chill with the fan club. Sacrifice is always there, rolling that thing up. Said my daddy tried to give a shot to my nephews. It's magic, don't let them show you play with you. Just ask Santa, there's more in Miami. Front row at the past game, I'm skipping the Grammys. Every pregame in the Learjet, I'm a real vet. Make dough, mama, damn right, I'm a sure bet. One rule on the plane, no fat checks, only fat checks. Make calls like I'm not next.
Money.
It's Cobra Mind.
Deal.
You know where Big City starts.
Get them up.
Just hit the club. And that is free to love, don't.
Deal.
No worries, man. You know them drinks to be open. My cars are tied.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back, and once again, I do apologize. I know. To Kodiak's fans, I'm sorry. I know some of you guys are tuning in from the link on my show. I apologize. Kodiak is missing in action. So I know some of his fans are actually tuning in, and some people asked me to post the link on their wall. Kodiak's missing in action. I don't know where he is, and I apologize. It might make me look like, you know, like a schmuck that my guest isn't calling in. But you know what? The people out there, I apologize full-heartedly. I've been trying to promote from the bottom of my heart. So I don't mean to disappoint any of the Cardiac fans. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. Please try to understand. Things just happen like that. So I'm just winging it to my best ability. I'm still trying to play his music. So, you know, at least to the Cardiac fans out there, you know, I've been trying to play his music. If he can't be here, I kind of have him in spirit in his song. So I'm just playing some of his music for now. There's another song I do have, a Cardiac. So to Cardiac fans, once again, I'm sorry I don't have him. He's missing in action, but I am playing some of his music for you guys, okay? Here's another one of his songs.
I don't wanna be that guy, I got standards. The mama didn't raise no fool, I got men. She keep moving like that, I might holler. If you keep acting like that, she might wanna. I know you buy your tools and got her all laced up. Best fashion for days, a cake of light baker. But do you tell her that she fly with no makeup? Whisper them sweet things now, well I'll tell her. You the flyest girl in the world, they all tell us. It's real mama, so just take my hand. We can slide off like kids at the playground, man. I don't wanna be the other man, I wanna be the only one. Shotgun in my car like it's 911, baby. Just gotta confess, girl. Wasn't always the best man, I left that door. If I didn't learn from the past, I wouldn't be pimping. If I wasn't on my game, wouldn't see him slipping. Come on, girl, you can dry those eyes. Really hurts inside when I see you cry. I know I'd be better, I ain't like those guys. And I know, baby girl, yeah, you heard that lie. Can I buy you a drink? Just give me time. I need a couple moments to show you the queen you are. Yeah, I could be your king, mama, pick a star. Yeah, pluck it out the sky for you, set it in the ring for you. Put it on your finger as the birds and bees sing to you. Moonlight candles, nothing ain't a thing for you. A real man goes an extra mile for his lady. If it didn't have a whip, I still walk to you, baby. Smashing after foreplay, kissing every part of your body, I'm in it all day. Breakfast in bed, yeah, the stone on the windowsill. We can sleep the day away, yeah. I know the way I feel, this is something that gotta be true. Cause I don't see anybody that's better than you. It's a damn shame, you are an arm of another man. It's all a fantasy, it must have been a daydream. Looking back in my glass, I shoot you a wink. I can only think you deserve so much more. Cause what's real in this world, you can't buy in stores. And yeah, girl, man, I lost one once. And I ain't never gonna go and make the same mistake twice. If it was me and you, would make love all night. And I wouldn't stress the little things, no more fights. As long as I had you in my arms, it's alright. But I guess you're gonna be leaving with him tonight.
Okay, and that was another song called Crush on You Girl by Cardiac. Just playing some of his songs. So once again, I do apologize to Cardiac's fans out there. He's MIA. I don't know where he is. I can't get a hold of him. So to his fans out there, I apologize from the bottom of my heart that he's not on my show. Like I said, I've been promoting them all morning long, and I don't know what's up. So I still have an hour. We'll see how it goes. I'll still say, you know, if I'm going to actually be on the show. much longer, but we still have another hour. So we shall see. Like I said, I'm winging it. And I'm trying to think of things off the top of my head because I don't know if anybody actually has ever had to do things right on the spot, you know, anything. I've done dinner theater, comedy, improv, and the shows and stuff. It's kind of scripted a little bit, and you have to go off of it. So here I am, live on the air. But if there is something that I can help promote a little bit on the air right now. Let me see. Okay. Got to do a little bit of promotions for something. I'm talking about this on the air. Hold on, ladies. I'm gonna right now. Okay. I'm just posting something. And I'm actually... I'm very, very excited about this clothing line, and it's called Traditions. Oh, my gosh, you guys know how much I love dragons very much. I even have a cute little dragon tattoo on my back right shoulder blade. And there's actually a company that I really, really love, and I'm trying to see if I get a T-shirt or something from this company called Traditions. Now, if any of you guys ever heard of Don the Dragon Wilson, he actually is the founder of this company. And I'm telling you, the clothing, looking at, I'm still waiting to get this T-shirt here, and looking at Traditions, and it's spelled T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-Z. You look at the T-shirts, and you know how some quality clothing lines, you look at it, and you think, you know, it's flimsy. But this, when you're looking at Traditions T-shirts, you can actually see the good quality from the pictures. And a lot of people have the T-shirts. They look really good quality T-shirts, and they're not flimsy. And actually, my last show, Cheryl, she's actually a stunt woman that's been in the business for a long time, and she actually has some of the T-shirts too. And she actually loves, 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 loves the T-shirts. So this is actually Don the Dragon Wilson's, his line. And the Dragon family, actually, James Wilson works with that, which is Don's brother. Jonathan Hiroshi Wilson helps in the company, too. Cynthia Rothrock, you can see her posing in the T-shirts. And many, many fans, you know, actually love the shirts, many people, and I can't wait to get my shirt. I'm very excited, very pumped. I mean, come on, you guys know how much I love dragons, so definitely, I can't wait. I mean, I'm just pumped, and I just posted it on my Facebook page. So yes, Traditions, yes, definitely the whole clothing line, and actually, it looks, I mean, you just go there, and I'm just like looking, going back there to the Traditions, and I'm pulling up the Facebook page, and I'm trying to see if the website is listed for Traditions. Okay, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. For Traditions, you can go to the Facebook page, T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N-Z. And let's see, I know the website, oh my gosh, I'm just looking, oh gosh, I'm so pumped, oh, let's see, there's a photo of an awesome picture, I think this is a new t-shirt, oh my god, I know this is a guy's t-shirt, it's called, this is the Dragon Spirit shirt by Traditions, it is a quality cotton t-shirt that is hard to miss, if you like dragons, it is another one you should have, so, okay, here we go. It's www.traditions, remember it's traditionz.us, and then this, it says www.traditionz, as in Stephen, F as in Frank.com. So, sweet! Oh, my God, this is so cool. I'm posting on my Facebook page. Oh, my God. It's actually, it's a black T-shirt with a dragon. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I just love it. And let's see, there's so much just, like, awesome shirts. And I'm looking here, you know, posting some stuff on here about traditions on my Facebook page as I'm talking to everyone. So I think it also goes out to my Twitter page. So that's kind of cool. Just trying to do a couple things, post, and actually opening up my Yahoo account. I was trying to get this email about this other event that was going to read on the air. I do apologize. I haven't received that stuff from somebody. So once again, I do apologize about that. And I'm actually talking to someone. Yes. Yep. So I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk to you guys all out there in the world of radio. So I'm trying to type, so forgive me about that. I know, like I said, I'm a tech hard, but I'm learning as I go. One thing good about radio, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to have makeup on. You know, I'm in my pajamas, and I'm actually, because I've been so busy, after the show, I'm taking a nap, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just like, oh, man. I'm so tired. It looks like, I don't know if it's going to snow. I mean, I'm just not really ready for the snow, but I think it's going to snow. I could be wrong, but I'm just looking out the window. I mean, I'm up here in Maine. It's either going to rain or snow, and today's like one of those days where you don't want to leave the bed. You just don't want to leave the bed. So here I am up in Maine doing my radio show, and the good thing is, like I said, with radio, you know what is so awesome about radio? You can talk about anything you want, and you can be in your pajamas. You could be in the crapper, you know, and doing anything, you know, like going to the bathroom and stuff like that. But, you know, not that I'm going to actually try to do that while I'm on the air because I can play a track. But to get back to traditions, I'm actually posting more of them on my show, the T-shirts. So I'm just going to, well, you know, my guess may be MIA, but talking about dragons, it just cheers me up. I don't know what it is. I always ask for a sign. I really, really do. I ask for a sign, and when I ask for a sign, I says, okay, where's my dragon? So I'm coming back, and what pops in my head is, you know, a dragon all the time. And, you know, just getting connected with this page on traditions, which I'm kind of psyched about, there's dragons on the clothing line, so I'm very, very happy about that. Let's see. Okay. I'm just writing to a couple of people here. Okay. All right, let's see. I'm going through the queue here. And I want to play a song. It's by Laz and Kat of Triceptive Studios, and it's some of my homeboys back in Boston where I was able to actually be in this music video, and it's called Feel. It has a very good, positive flow, so here I go, play the song Feel, and I'll be back in a few minutes. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. My guest is missing in action, so just winging it, and right now I'm going to play Feel by Laz and Kat, my another company, got to say, Triceptive Studios for Life. And let me say, my younger film brother, Crosby Tatum, was just out in Hollywood doing his thing. So here's to you, Crosby Tatum, playing the song. Still support Triceptive Studio, you know, Triceptive Studios for Life back there in Boston, your homegirl up here in Maine from Boston. So here's to Laz and Kat and the whole Triceptive Studio back home in Boston. I shall be back.
Yeah, Laz Ritz. Cat a B, Miss Smith and NZ, for the little 9 y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, check it, yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always pushing on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. You just make me feel real.
That's a prime time player. Used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one. One-on-one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Laz and Kat of Triceptive Studios back home in Boston, Massachusetts. So here I am winging my show today. And like I said, there's still time where it's possible my guest is missing in action. There's still 50 minutes left to the show. And I was like, you know something? I figured an hour into the show, I was like, maybe I should end the show here. But you know what? I'm winging it. Since I have the skills to do improvisational skills, like I've done many years back home in Boston, I used to do improvisational comedy dinner theater, which was a lot of fun. Like I said, it's live audience members, and I would be a bridesmaid, and it's something where it was a comedy dinner theater, it was wedding shows. It wasn't really scripted. It was mostly improv. It had a little bit of scripting, but you had to run on with the character with your own ideas, and maybe that's why radio's my bliss. And I've actually had many great guests on my show, and I will promise to bring other great guests on my show in the future. I get a great lineup. And just to let you guys know, I'm so excited. My ninja pal, Stephen Lambert, oh my God, this guy is so coolio. He's done so much ninja stuff. You know how much I'm into ninjas. I always say I never wanted to be Barbie, but I've always wanted to be a ninja. He's actually going to be a guest on my show, and I'm going to have him on a date with Stephen Lambert once again. You guys don't want to miss this show. He's actually confirmed he will be on my show. It's something I know I definitely can rely on Stephen, because he's just an awesome, wonderful guy, and he's just very down-to-earth, but he's crazy. I'm not kidding. I'm going to bring up, let me see, what date did I have? Stephen Lambert is going to be back on my show. Like I said, he's actually my ninja pal, and he's going to be on my show once again Sunday, November 17th. So I'm very, very excited, and he's always been reliable to actually, calling on my show and a guest. I'm so super excited. And who Steven is, to let you guys know, he's been in the business for many years. The guy is crazy. But he's so very down to earth and so very humble. But this guy's done a lot. a lot of stunts. I'm not kidding, crazy stunts. He actually did stunts up on top of the Statue of Liberty, on the Statue of Liberty's head. This was back in the 80s, and this was when there was reconstructing the Statue of Liberty, and Stephen was up on top of the Statue of Liberty's head doing stunts up there for a film called The Adventures of Remo Williams. And he's done so many different stunts. He's done Walk the High Wire and stuff. This guy has got to have great balance. I think Stephen Liberty, I just get so psyched when I get to talk to Stephen. He's doubled for, like, so many people. He doubles for James Woods. I mean, you guys got to know who James Woods is. And he's doubled for James Woods so many times. He's worked on sets like with Robert De Niro and stuff. And he was in American Ninja and all these different things. And the funny thing is, my guest said I'm coming. The stunt people, I mean, I'm getting a variety of different people on my shows. But, you know, me, I'm an action girl. Anything to do with action and stuff. And growing up, you know, I mean, for me, we didn't have all the technology that we do today that we did back then. So we couldn't stop a show, you know, pause it and look for the credits and such. And I would watch these films, these action films, and I would know, you just know, because, come on, if they have a wig or something on somebody and it doesn't look right, you know that it's, I mean, me, I was like, that person's doing stunts, and I wish I knew who the stunt people were. So, you know, it just went on and on for many years wanting to know these stunt people. Within the last year, I've been able and I've been very blessed, and I feel very honored and feel very humbled that these stunt people are coming to my show. And I feel like I'm living my childhood out on my radio show and sharing my experiences with everyone. And, you know, Stephen, like, he's telling me these things, and he was an American Ninja, and I'm like, what? So he's sitting there telling me these things, and he's telling me other things he was in, and I'm just saying, what? Like, when I talk to the stunt people, like John G., he's another stunt person. I want to also bring up his Facebook page. Hold on a second. John G. Hagner, the man himself. Right, he's been in the business for a long, long time. I'm talking about even more so than more of my other idols. I mean, granted, the man is a little bit older, but he still does some acting. And John's, you know, he's 85 years old, and I think he, like, plays the drums and stuff. And has this, he's the co-founder of the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And actually, he runs Falling for Stars, where they're trying to raise money, because in the business, what I am hoping to do, because for me, because I knew many years ago, the stunt people, this was like decades ago, they were never allowed to actually talk and say that they were doing stunts for an actress, and this was many decades ago, and they couldn't even, like, say that. Now, imagine doing your work, right, and you can't even say, well, I did this, and you worked on that. That must have been hard. Because for doing crazy stunts, you know, that's dangerous. And there they were for the actors. And it's just something like hearing these things and hearing these stories and John telling me how he got into, you know, stunts and stuff and his love for, you know, doing the stunts. And when he was near a theater when he was younger, many years ago, I mean, I probably would have loved it because you could sit all day Saturday long, maybe spend me like a buck for, you know, staying all day. It's probably less than a dollar, but, you know, you get popcorn and food and stuff and stay all day Saturday. And he would go up and down the aisle, and he would sing the song, Pennies, Pennies from Heaven, and that's how you get money to see the film. So, hey, I think I have a caller. Let's see. Give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing? This is Master Hamid Harizi from Boston. James, just
thank you so much. I was saying, you know, people to call in, and I wanted to know a little bit about, I know this is like last minute, but I welcome people from many places, you know, especially if they're into like Marshall and stuff on my show, and I just want to say thank you and welcome to the Shelley Nunchuk Show.
I'm pleased to be in the show.
Thank you so much. So
yeah, we are live now, right?
Yes, we are live.
Yes, okay, great, great.
And it's like, I do apologize. I usually when I have
I actually had a certain guest missing in action, and I was seeing, you know, anybody to do. I believe you're are you involved in the martial arts world? Because I got only a quick message. I try to do my homework on anybody. So I was trying. I'm trying to bring up stuff, and I think I might have brought your page up really fast. I think you have something to do with martial arts. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, we are. Yes, I'm Master Hamid from Boston. And, I'm 47 years old, president of WKC USA, and father of Nassim Young Dragon. Okay, we've been a martial art. Myself, I've been in martial art for about 41 years. I'm a 10-degree AMXMA founder of Style AMXMA. An 8-degree in karate and kickboxing. So, like I said, we travel a lot. We compete all over the world. Myself, my son, and our team. We have a team AMXMA. We are very much involved in martial arts. Like we are in process to be part of a big martial arts family-oriented movie coming up soon. I'm not sure if I can talk about it too much now, but maybe in the future we can have
yes, no, that's fine. Don't worry. I like on my show, since I run my show, you know, it's a very relaxed show. It's like having a conversation. If I say anything, because I didn't touch base with you because you're just calling it, if I mention something and you say, you know, I don't mind talking about it, we'll just move on. So no worries about anything. So that's perfectly fine. And you mentioned, what was your first name again, hon?
Hamid. Hamid from Boston.
Is it H-A-B-I-D?
H-A-M-I-D. Hamid.
Hamid, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
and then because you said you were from Boston, so you're a homeboy. Because I'm originally from Boston.
Yeah,
we parked
the car.
Oh my gosh, this is so great because I'm originally from Boston. I'm up here in Maine. It's like saying Martha and then said Boston. I'm like, you're a homeboy. I gotta support my homeboys. I love it.
Great to know. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did a couple of seminars in Maine. My son and I a couple of years ago. Yeah, we did a tour in Maine. We did a couple seminars in California. We did seminars in Northern Ireland. We traveled for competition and seminars as well. We are part of traditions with Don Wilson Dragon and Cynthia Rafa. I'm a New England distributor for Traditions T-shirts.
Oh,
so we've been around a martial arts. We have a great time living a way of life of martial arts, my family and I.
Wow. So how did you get into martial arts?
Well, I was back then around 5 years old, you know, back home in Morocco. I'm originated from Morocco, Mohammedia city. Something happened in school, like everybody else had a story about being bullied and so forth. Actually, as a matter of fact, it was a preschool. It was an Arabic preschool, so I got beat up. Coming back home, you know, with a cut in my head and so forth, my dad wasn't too happy. He said, you know what, let's put you in boxing. So he signed me up for boxing. I got beat up worse. I said to my dad, you know what, I'd rather get beat up in school than get beat up in boxing because I'm getting hit left and right.
No.
So I kind of quit boxing. After 1 week, my brother came in and said, you know what, let's try karate. So I was like I am, very skinny, you know, very active, very flexible. So I enjoyed karate. So it started that way. I ended up getting a Moroccan champion, Moroccan national champion at age of 15 years old. So it went like that. I moved to France, studied with a couple known martial artists in the world, like Dominique Valera and a couple people there. So in 1986, I moved to the state, moved into Boston, and the first thing I did, I started martial arts. So before I went to college, I went to karate school. I started Taekwondo, and from there I opened, a year later, I opened my own facility in Brockton, around the neighborhood area. So it started like that. Now I've been around and teaching in Brockton for about 28 years now. One of the biggest facilities in New England, Hamid's Academy of Mixed Extreme Martial Arts. And that's how the story became. We formed a couple of school owners, about 12 school owners of my own students. They have martial arts schools around the city and the state. We formed about 58 world champions, including youngest world champion is my son, Nassim Faras Lahrizi. He goes by name Nassim Young Dragon, one of the most talented martial artists, the youngest martial artist in the world now. He's got 87 title. He just came back from Italy with four more titles from WKC. So that's how it started. We enjoy the life of martial art. We get to meet great people. We get to be part of great shows and events. And God's willing, we are going to be in a Hollywood movie coming soon, sometimes in the beginning of 2014. And like I said, the martial art world is great. You know, we had a great time traveling, you know, competing locally and nationally and internationally. We have a lot of vacations at the meantime, a lot of competitions coming up as well. We have another trip going to Canada soon, and to hopefully to Russia, Germany, definitely Germany, and back to Morocco again for a Morocco tour seminar.
Wow.
And like your show says, Nine Shocks. Nine Shocks is one of my favorite extreme weapon that we use for competition and demonstrations. And please check out some of our videos in a YouTube channel, Hamid's Academy, or type up Nassim Young Dragon. You see him whipping the Nine Shocks, double Nine Shocks around. He's really, really talented when it comes to weapons. He does double commas, double swords, bow. Nine Shock is our favorite weapon that we use. Actually, once a week, three hours a session every week of Nine Shocks. They're just a great weapon to use for little kids to build their coordination and speed and condition their arms and their shoulders to have a better skills and not only in fighting but gymnastics. It's one of our style that we teach in our school. We call it gymnastics. We do gymnastics moves and with the martial arts kicks integrated into the technique and so forth. And we formed the styles called AMXMA, All Mixed Extreme Martial Arts. It is getting big now, getting big in Europe as well as in the state. We opened a couple franchises, one of them in Minnesota, actually 13 of them in Morocco, and one of them now in Germany, and we're still spreading it around. Like I said, it's a great sport to be part of. You know, the USA team being part of the community, on our community, helping kids around from age 2.5 years old and up. That's the youngest students that we have in our facility, 2.5 years old. We enjoy ourselves, you know, being around the kids, helping them out, building their confidence, self-esteem, and bringing them out there to express their feelings and their and themselves through the competition or a performance in martial arts.
Wow, that's amazing. It's like a domino effect, you know, like something, one thing starts and then it gets the ball rolling on something else, and it just seems to spread. And I don't know if I'd be able to possibly, because you said your son, his name is, he calls himself the Young Dragon, is that correct?
Young Dragon, yeah. The name was given by James Wilson, the manager of Nassim, as well as the manager of Don Wilson, the Dragon. the martial arts movie star and the world champion, kickboxing world champion, 11 times world champion. Matter of fact, they picked Nassim to be modeling for tradition by having a picture of him that was taken 2011 New England Open competition on stage. He was competing. It was a great picture, and they put it on a T-shirt. Now this T-shirt is very much popular around Europe, States. It's spreading all over the world now, as well as the other T-shirts from traditions. And now it has the picture of the Don Wilson and the Dragon and Cynthia Rothrock product, and that we enjoy, and as well as a lot of martial artists around the world that love the martial arts, that love the action movie martial arts. They're enjoying it as well.
Oh, sweet. I think I found you. I did, as you were talking to me. I found you on Traditions. I think this is you back in, I think this is your, it's his apparel at Hemed's Academy, 399 Westgate Drive, Brockton, Massachusetts.
Correct.
Is that you? Okay, I did find
ma'am.
You because you got a red shirt on. And is that your wife there?
Yes, my wife, Lubna. Yes.
Okay, and that's your, do you have a daughter too?
I have daughter, yes, he's a red belt.
Okay.
And the boy will be Nassim. If the boy is there, it will be Nassim.
Okay, I got you then. I mean, I know that if he's under 18, right, if I could have him, I would love to have him as a guest on my show. You're welcome to be there with him, but I'd love to interview him.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm like,
definitely.
This is
we
awesome.
Used to. We've been doing a lot of radio talk shows. We do a lot of appearances in boxing shows. We did a couple of interviews. We're locally and out of the state, out of the country as well. We visited a lot of schools around Massachusetts and even out of the country as well. Nassim is getting pretty much popular. Around, he's one of the, like I mentioned, in few martial artists or movie stars, I should say. They mentioned it. They believe and they've seen his work. That he is one of the most talented youngest kid on the planet as of today. He is a great son and great martial artist at his age. He knows so much. He's the kid that started 11 months old. He competes. He competes all over. He competes with a kid 12 years old in his division, and he just turned 9, and he's been competing with in division 12 years old and under since he was 6. Yeah,
wow.
So he mastered a couple of different styles. He mastered kickboxing. You know, he's got great skills in kickboxing. He mastered the weapons, kung fu, karate, shotokan, taekwondo. He's just a phenomenal, well-disciplined, very calm, very shy kid. But when he's on stage, he is a totally different personality, and he is, we call it extreme performance that he puts in there. He leaves everybody amazed. Check out his videos, and we just did a big demonstration in Italy. And when he demonstrated and then the finals with all three weapons, and we came back, as soon as we came back, we had another show on TV in Boston, and we did another show again for boxing in Stoughton, South Shore area. It's like we don't stop.
Wow.
We get told, to go everywhere, and we go everywhere. We don't say no.
It's awesome. You know why? I'm like, because you're a homeboy. Because it's like, you guys are from Boston. So I'm kind of like, I'm loving you guys because that's where I'm from. You know, I grew up in around the Boston area, South Boston, East Boston, the North End, and all around there.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, it's such a small world. It's like, oh, my gosh, Traditions brought us together. And I'm like, I got to support the Boston boys. I got to support you guys.
appreciate it. It's an honor. It's definitely, we've been supported very, very well by traditions, and James been a great friend and family to us, especially to Nassim. You know, he checks on him all the time, support him, sponsors him for competitions, and really, it's been a blessing. I mean, I can't thank him much. Tradition has been great to us. Without tradition, I don't think we'd be known anywhere else. You know, it brought us around, and especially Nassim, you know, pop Nassim all over on the internet world and Facebook and so forth. You know, it's just it's a blessing to be part of a tradition and great team and great martial artists. Very, very humble. You know, Mr. Don Wolf and Dragon and Cynthia, they're so lovely and amazing. We met them several times. We did a demonstration. Nassim did demonstration and last year in California for Traditions Body. It was really, really, really interesting meeting a lot of movie stars, martial artists and directors and script writers, people from Hollywood. We had a great time.
Wow. This is, you know, today is a blessing. I feel very blessed that you're calling in, because there I was. I know people in the business, they'd probably freak out that my guest hasn't called in and whatever reason is, and I'm trying to wing it. And here you are. Things happen for a reason. You called in, and I know that you're connected with Traditions, which I love, and I'm pretty soon going to be getting a shirt. And it's kind of like the thing that's extra special, and with everything that you're doing, you're from Boston, and that's where I'm from. I'm like, this is just awesome. It's like the universe is sending me a connection from where I grew up, and I'm just like, I cannot believe this. I'm so super pumped. Thank you so much for calling in. I seriously have to get your son on the show. I don't know if, you know, it's school nights. I don't know what time is bedtime, so maybe a Sunday might be better.
We got a schedule, great schedule set up, but we are available. If you just let us know, we can set it up. We're available. Like, we train at nighttime after school, so we don't start our classes till 5 o'clock, from 5 to 8. Then we come home, you know, by the time he showers and stuff, and he goes to bed, and that's it, and that's our daily routine. And most of the time on the weekends, if we have tournaments and competitions or events that we travel, and beside that, and just set up a time, and we'll be available. It'll be our pleasure to be on your show. Nassim will love it, you know, especially if it's a radio, because we've been on TV and so forth. And I've been on the radio a couple times with Mr. Tagawa in Boston, but like Nassim haven't been on the radio show, which is he's always in person and so forth. So it will be a great experience for Nassim as well.
Yeah, I'm so flabbergasted. Like, I almost don't know what to say, because it's kind of like it just caught me off guard. I'm still blown away that you're from Boston and that's where I'm from. And I'm just like, really? I'm so, like, honored that you're on my show, because I take things to heart all the time. Sometimes I wear my heart on my sleeve. And then hearing about, you know, seeing this, I'm looking at the picture of your shop here as I'm speaking with you, and I love dragons, and that your son is named Young Dragon. I think you have got to tell him. He doesn't know why, but just say, does someone think he's really cool? I mean, like I said, just awesome, and I just can't wait when I get off the radio show today. I am gonna check out, you know, his videos and check it out. I'm gonna friend you. I'm gonna send you a friend request.
Please.
From Facebook. I already, as we're talking, that picture I actually just posted on my Facebook page, and I just posted the information, you know, check out there. And so do you offer, can you tell us, you know, more about your if it's academy or dojo, where people could take lessons back home in Boston or get a hold of you?
Yeah, we are located in Westgate Mall, Brockton, Mass., right in front of Holiday Inn. Is a big facility. Our facility, one of the biggest in New England, where we teach AMXMA, All Mix Extreme Martial Arts, and we have a pro shop. We carry Traditions T-shirts. We carry some equipment of martial art as well. The style we teach is we call it gymnastics. We do Taekwondo, sports karate, karate, Shotokan, Shidokan, kickboxing, Thai boxing, and weapons, like extreme martial art when it comes to weapons, musical forms, open forms, creative forms. We are big in competition. We compete a lot. And we enter and we hold national, state, and regional championships in our facility. In our facility, as well as we travel around with a team to compete abroad, like Canada. I mean, we're going to Northern Ireland and Ireland, like we've just been in Italy. And next, our next big competition will be in Portugal. Anybody that's interested to be part of USA team, WKC USA team, please get in touch with us through Facebook or YouTube. Send us any messages to find out more about the WKC USA competition, which is for all ages from, I believe, six years and up, and all different styles, like continuous sparring, point sparring, all type of forms, traditional forms, weapons and non-weapons, the extreme forms and so forth. A great association to be involved in. This is going to be our sixth year worldwide championships, dated in October 15th in Portugal. So we are pretty much open to all ages. Our facility has two big, huge rooms. One of them is for martial art, the other one for gymnastics. And like I said, we've been in the business for about almost 29 years this year around this area, South Shore area, Boston. So please get in touch with us through Facebook or YouTube or Nassim's page. He's got he may close today, 30,000 fans. The page we just created about not even 3 months ago. He's got 30,000 fans. And check us out on YouTube under Hamid's Academy, or just type in Nassim Young Dragon. Our phone number for more information is 508-584-1883. And come down and check us our facility and our displays of traditions. We have great T-shirts from all types, all kinds, all the products of traditions, you know, on hand, all sizes available. We carry a big inventory of traditions, like we display them on tournaments around the year round. But like I said, anybody's interested, they can get in touch with us or just stop by and check us out.
Thank you for sharing that. And I just had a question, because you said you were touring, and I'm just sitting here wondering, because this, I don't know if it was a coincidence or not, but did you happen to do any touring or go to any martial arts tournaments in Maine this summer at all?
We did seminars in Maine for Howard Martial Art, Hewitt Martial Art. We did a camp. We stayed there for a couple of days, Nassim and I, and we taught weapons, extreme martial arts, and North Maine, matter of fact. It was a couple of years ago there. And I had an extreme bike team, and I had some members from Maine as well. They competed and with our team and did demonstrations around.
Oh, okay, because I went to this thing called the Friendship Tournament. I don't do any competitions, but I go to this school called Unicorn Cove, and I've learned a little bit of Tai Chi since I was up here. You know, it's just basic levels, beginners. And we got invited where my big brother, Z, he teaches many different classes, and it was a hula, and his students were doing a hula at this. It was a martial arts friendship tournament. It was a couple months ago in Maine, and there were so many people. There were like 500 people, and not including people's, spectators. And I was wondering if you had happened to be there. There were so many people, and I was like, it would be a weird coincidence if you happened to have been there.
No, we never competed in Maine. We got invited, but we didn't get a chance to go. But we did seminars. We did seminars for a big. I mean, it was a big summer camp, was held there, and we went there and we did seminars for one of the biggest martial arts school in Maine and very known. It's been in the business for almost 60 years. Yeah, Heward Martial Arts Academy. Yeah, with Mark and his family, the owners of that martial arts school. But we never did, as a matter of fact. We competed everywhere. It depends on the type of competitions. There's a lot of martial arts competitions that we can go to. It depends on the style, too. So, like, say, if it is, like, MMA for kids, we don't do that. If it is a very, very, very traditional martial arts competition, we don't enter it. It's just we have to compete on something that we're knowledgeable with and we have experience, and we prefer like a sports karate competition.
Mm-hmm.
that includes traditional martial arts and modern martial arts, includes continuous and point sparring, kickboxing, as well as the weapons and extreme martial arts. And it's like it has a variety. When we compete, we don't enter one division. We enter 5-6 divisions at a time. Like Nassim, when he went to, when we went to Italy in the World Championships, we entered the 8 divisions and different styles, like traditional, like I said, or weapons or extreme forms or fighting. There's two types of fighting. And it's better that way because we get to express ourselves and showcase our talent and our experience in different styles within one competition.
Okay, I gotcha. I think I understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of type of competitions out there. Like there is jujitsu, there is kung fu, strictly kung fu. There is a strictly taekwondo or strictly kampo or strictly traditional Shotokan competition, which is involved like 3 divisions or 4 divisions to compete in. But at sport karate competitions, they offer you up to like 11 sometimes or 10 divisions to pick and choose from, and the variety of the styles. And we find that more interesting because you can test yourself in different styles, in different forms, in different style of fighting as well. At the same competition at the same time. So it's a great competition, and it's a little bit challenging, very, very much challenging, because you have to switch weapons, you have to switch uniforms as you
mm-hmm.
compete. You know, it's a little work, but it's part of the competition that we seek and we enjoy.
Wow. I hope someday, like, there's so many things that I hope to get to, like, because when they say seminars right now, I don't have a car, but it's like I hear, like, all these things, like, man, I want to go to these things, because it's like, you know, being here, and I'm like, well, for now, at least I'm knowing and connecting with really awesome people, especially anybody connected to dragons. That's kind
oh,
of
yeah.
something I was like, love dragons. And I definitely have to have your son on the show. My show is usually Sundays at noon, Standard Eastern Time, and then Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. So I just friended you on Facebook, so I can send you a message there. And
Please,
there something else you can promote? I know you said you can't talk about the film and stuff. Is there anybody, shout-outs you'd like to give out to?
We have. I have a few information about the movie and the script, but you know, like I said, it's not up to me to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get the okay
yep.
from a director and from James, our manager, you know, to see what we can. But the it's great movie, very, very much family oriented. It's sending a great message. You know, to families and kids, especially teenagers, and in the meantime, there is going to be a lot of action, and especially the actors that have been now, they've been in a lot of martial arts movies, they're great actors and great martial artists, and the great thing about them, these are the true martial artists. They competed. Internationally, they hold multi titles and different styles, that I competed in, and kung fu, karate, kickboxing. And it's great to be part of this movie. It's going to be a great movie. We can't wait to start it, and we can't wait to have everybody check it out. And the team is going to be appearing in it, as well as myself, as father and son. And
wow,
something great, great, great action from everybody. I mean, I'm talking, it's going to be a great movie. We can't wait. A great movie that sends a great message at the same time. And it's going to be a lot of action scenes where we're going to be doing some fight scenes as well. And it's, like I said, it's great. It's a great movie coming up soon. Well, with God's willing, we'll have everybody check it out.
Yeah, definitely. And anytime you have anything you want promoted or anything, just get a hold of me because I can always plug stuff for you. I'm good at talking.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, we get a lot of great stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff happened already, but more stuff coming up. Like, I seen you just get a big award from Moroccan community as the youngest ambassador, sport ambassador for youngest Moroccan sport ambassador in North America. You just get a big award, and we're going again to New York on November 30th for a Moroccan talent show. We are performing in there, my son and I, and this is coming up soon. Like I said, we have a lot of great things coming up. We would love to share with our friends and family, our fans and martial arts as well. Like, it would be great to have you to be in your show and talk about it and have everybody, you know, send the message to all our friends and so forth.
Oh, yes. I have to have you back on the show with your son, the Young Dragon, because, like I said, I'm already excited. Even before sending out the invite to you and your son, I'm already pumped. You calling in today, I'm telling you, you have started off my week. This is better than any cup of coffee. I'm telling you, this is just great.
Well, I was having mine. I guess this is quite better than the coffee I had.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like sitting here, and it's like I'm heating up steel coffee, and it's just like I was like, oh, and I was like, this is better, and it's I think better than any cup of coffee. That's all I gotta say. It just made my whole morning. You have kickstarted my whole week for me. This is so great. I'm all pumped.
It's an honor.
My energy
it's
is
an honor.
Flowing right now. I'm singing, but I can't sing. I might break the windows, but you've got me singing like opera, like
oh.
Oh,
we have to,
when I'm not
oh, we have
happy,
to have
but...
Nassim, have to have Nassim for a show for you.
Yeah.
You get a lot of energy. Amazing kid. Amazing kid. Check out some of his videos and see if he's a great, great action, really attractive, amazing talent. And his clothing is just it's phenomenal. It's unbelievable, you know, to see him finishing his performance and control himself, you know, to he switched stages, like from performance to that wild, crazy, raged, a young martial artist into a suddenly, once the performance is done, he's in the corner playing with his toys or playing with his iPad, playing video games and humble on the side. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, he's dead. I see him all the time, and I still, you know, touches my heart, you know, looking at him, you know, before preparing for his competition or his performance, then during his performance, how he becomes and what he does and how he is and how he expresses himself. So the end of the show, how he turns out to be. It's just like a normal 8 and 9 years old. I just want to sit in the corner and play with my toys, play with my military guys, my ninja toys, and go into iPod. It's amazing. It's an amazing story. It's a video clip when Nassim demonstrates. I get this from a lot of people, you know, that watches him and seen him alive in a live performance. And I get the same thing, the same feeling from a lot of people. It's like, he is amazing. Look at him. He's just so calm, relaxed. Like nothing happened. Like he's just a normal kid. And
wow.
that, that is great to see that. And we pass it on to a lot of my students as well. They really, we have great talented students in our school. We formed a lot of kids from age 3 to about 18 as state champions, regional champions, national champions, even world champions. So it's not only because Nassim is my son, but we have a lot of talented students in our school that performs as well or competes. It's a great thing to see the kids, you know, behaving and the way they behave in the martial art world with great discipline and respect and responsibility. And the greatest of them all is that confidence, how confident they are to perform in the middle of a big crowd, sometimes 1,000 people and more, you know, and controlling themselves and controlling their feelings and expressing themselves is the greatest thing that I enjoy, you know, every time I see not only my students, and I see a lot of young, talented kids that compete and or perform. It's a great sport, you know, that we enjoy a lot watching others benefiting from it, from weight loss to confidence to discipline to respect and just to and even to a fun time that we have in competition. It's we are very blessed, seriously.
Yeah, you just inspired me today, and not even speaking to your son yet, he's inspired me, because when you said he's, what, 8 or 9 years old, is that correct?
He just turned 9. Yeah, he just turned 9, yes, ma'am.
Wow,
yes, he just
I
turned
inspired.
9. Now he's playing, I can hear him playing in the street. I can hear him. There we go. I can look at him through the window. He's playing with the kids' neighbors. He does. It's amazing.
Wow. Yeah, you know, a 9-year-old has inspired me today. I'm just telling you that from the bottom of my heart. Little boy inspired me today, just made my whole day. I anything you want, if you ever need any promotions for anything, get a hold of me, contact me, you know, anything whatsoever.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah.
Know,
yes, we're in process of promoting. Yeah, we're in process of promoting, you know, the traditions around Massachusetts and New England. And in the meantime, we are seeking for promotions for the national team, USA, WKC, USA national team. And I think this first time I'm going to air it as a big surprise for the national WKC, USA team. We're going to have, with God's willing, Don Wilson and tradition, going to be part of it. Don Wilson may be the one giving out the medals for the competitors. And we're lucky enough, we may have a seminar by Don Wilson and Cynthia, you know, a day before the event where the martial artists can come in and greet and meet the Cynthia Rothrock and Don Wilson himself and maybe receive the medals from Don Wilson and Cynthia as well. It's going to be a great competition with great people around it. We'd love to, to promote this event for next year, June 7, 2014.
Wow. You've got to – I just want to say, because my show's already almost over with now, I want to say thank you to me calling it, especially since you're a homeboy from Boston. I got your back now. I'm a Boston
thank
girl
you,
through and through. You know, I've got your back and your son. I'm telling
thank you,
you
we
I
need
love
it
Frank.
So much.
So,
we need you. We need you a lot on this here.
I will.
Definitely.
You want some promotion? I do Twitter. I talk pretty good. Believe me, I talk pretty
awesome.
Good, especially
awesome.
With the Bob Ross Laughs and Dragons. So let me know. Get a hold of me, and I'll give you some dates. I'll send you some information. We'll get your son on the show, and we'll have a great show.
Thank you again. It's a pleasure to be in your show. This is a great honor for us, you know, to be part of this great show. And especially
thank
the name
you.
Inspired us more, and with your humbleness and kindness, you know, just top it up. And Nine Shocks, it's our Nine Shocks kicking, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful name, very attractive and very, very inspiring to us. You know, our students are going to be the happiest kids because our main weapon and our favorite weapon is the Nine Shocks. So something they're going to be really interested.
Tell him we've got to talk nunchucks the whole show.
That's right, that's right. We can't wait to put a show for you with nunchucks with a couple of kids in our school.
Tell him definitely yes, and I'm sorry that my show is ending right now, but thank you from the bottom of my heart. If I was standing in front of you, I would do a bow to you to honor you.
Thank you. It's an honor. It's an honor. Thank you, Shelley. Thank you so much. It's great to be in your show. Thank you again.
Well, thank you, Hamid, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, man. Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. This was such an awesome show. So cool. I can't wait to get the young dragon on my show. You guys know how much I love dragons. This is such a wonderful, wonderful day. But anyway, anybody out there that has a dream, like I always say, you are as good as anybody else. So you go for it, and just remember, this is Sunday. Have a great Sunday afternoon, no matter what you do, and just reach for the stars, okay? Bye-bye.